Hello, I'm Bill Bullard of RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, here's the New Year's question. What do various organizations with membership comprised of Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals, urbanites and rural folks, consumers and producers all have in common? The answer is they all want Congress to pass a new law so they can know where their beef comes from. The new law they want is the American Beef Labeling Act that requires country of origin labels on beef. This is known also as mandatory country of origin labeling, or MCOOL, for beef. And I can prove that that's the right answer. In early 2023, 50 diverse organizations representing millions of Americans sent a joint letter to Congress urging swift enactment of the American Beef Labeling Act, which requires beef to be labeled as to where the animal was born, where it was raised, and where it was slaughtered. And here's the proof of the diversity. Organizations joining the letter included the Consumer Federation of America and National Farmers Union, the National Latino Farmers and Ranchers Trade Association, and the National Women Involved in Farm Economics, and the American Economic Liberties Project, and the Coalition for a Prosperous America, which is largely a manufacturing group that addresses trade policy. So why would millions of Americans with such diverse backgrounds and even polar ideals all urge Congress to swiftly enact MCOOL for beef? Now we can look at court records for the answer. Here are excerpts from a United States appeal court opinion and a concurring opinion when the court defended MCOOL in the face of a lawsuit filed by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and trade associations representing transnational beef packers. The court said this when determining the value of MCOOL for beef. The government has long required commercial disclosures to prevent consumer deception or to ensure consumer health or safety. Some consumers might want to know whether their U.S.-made product was made by U.S. citizens and not by illegal immigrants. Country of origin labeling is justified by the government's historically rooted interest in supporting American manufacturers, farmers, and ranchers, as they compete with foreign manufacturers, farmers, and ranchers. And country of origin labeling, it is widely understood, causes many American consumers to buy a higher percentage of American-made products, which in turn helps American manufacturers, farmers, and ranchers as compared to foreign manufacturers, farmers, and ranchers. And the government has a substantial interest in this case in supporting American farmers and ranchers against their foreign competitors. And the country of origin labeling requirement at issue here is purely factual, is not unduly burdensome, and is reasonably related to the government's longstanding interest in supporting America's farmers and ranchers. Obviously, it enables a consumer to apply patriotic or protectionist criteria in the choice of meat, and it enables one who believes the United States practices and regulations are better at assuring food safety than those of other countries, or indeed the reverse, to act on that premise. But here we think several aspects of the government's interest in country of origin labeling for food combine to make the interest substantial. The context and long history of country of origin disclosures to enable consumers to choose American-made products, the demonstrated consumer interest in extending country of origin labeling to food products, and the individual health concerns and market impacts that can arise in the event of a foodborne illness outbreak. Supporting members of Congress identified MCOOL's purpose as enabling consumers to make informed choices based on characteristics of the products they wish to purchase, including United States supervision of the entire production process and health and hygiene. And the Congress that extended country of origin mandates to food did so against a historical backdrop that has made the value of this particular product information to consumers a matter of common sense. And it seems reasonable for Congress to anticipate that many consumers may prefer food that has been continuously under a particular government's direct scrutiny. But such studies, the court said, combined with the many favorable comments the agency received during all of its MCOOL rulemakings, reinforce the historical basis for treating MCOOL information as valuable. And simply because the agency believes it has other superior means to protect food safety doesn't delegitimize a congressional decision to empower consumers to take possible country-specific differences in safety practices into account. So there it is. The reason millions of Americans want MCOOL for beef in 2023 It's because they all value supporting America's food supply chain, competition, transparency, and food safety. With that, have a productive week. Thank you and goodbye.